Okay. Today's daf is daf lamed gimel. A good moed to all. And lamed daled. Today's daf is daf lamed daled. We'll start on lamed gimel and aleph by the two dots. Says the Gemara here, Tiyala Achorav Eino Nazir. Remember the case? We spoke about this on Yantif. You have six people sitting on a bench and seeing somebody coming towards them, and they all have a different condition or a different statement. I'm a Nazir if he is Reuben. I'm a Nazir if he's not Reuben. I'm a Nazir if you, one of them says to the first person, if you're a Nazir, I'm a Nazir if you're not a Nazir, I'm a Nazir if all of you are Nazirim, if none of you are Nazirim. So we have the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says in that case, all of them are Nazirim. Based on what he said at the beginning of the parak, Hektish B'Taus is Hektish. Therefore, we assume in this case, really, each of them committed to be a Nazir, no matter what, and it was just extra the reason for their motivation. But really, they all committed, and therefore they're all Nazirim. And Beis Hillel says, no, only a Nazir, the one that his words were Mekuyim, as the Gemara changed what the Argus in the Mishnah had. That's Beis Hillel, only the ones who had their words become Mekuyim. And then and then Rabbi Tarfon says, no, none of them are Nazirim. Ein echad mehem Nazir, none of them are Nazirim, as we'll see Rabbi Tarfon Shita on today's daf. But the Mishnah ended off by saying, what happened if they never found out who he was? Because as he's coming towards them and they all make these take upon themselves these Nazirios, he turns around and he walks the other way. So they never find out who this person was. So the Mishnah says, Eino Nazir. If you're Tiyal Achorav, he is not a Nazir. So the Gemara wants to know who those four words, that line of the Mishnah, who is that going according to? That if he walked turned around, he's not a Nazir. Mashma, that if he would have come, he would be a Nazir. So who is that going according to? Taima Mishab Dihir Tiyal Achorav. The only reason he's not a Nazir is because he turned around. Ha'asila Kaman Avi Nazir. But if he would have come in front of us, one of them would be a Nazir. So Mani, who is that according to? Ilema, now Lamadala Aleph. Ilema Rabbi Tarfon Mihavi Nazir. Is it according to Rabbi Tarfon, who said in the previous line, who was quoted in the previous line of the Mishnah, is he a Nazir? No, Rabbi Tarfon says he's never a Nazir. Even if he would come, why? Given the Bishait that the Kanazar lo yada iploni huvilo, since at the time, at the moment that there was an acceptance of Nazirus, the person accepting did not know who he was. So Michal Naziris, would Naziris be Chal? Vatanya, didn't we learn? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Tarfon, Ein Echad Mehem Nazir, Lefi Shalom Nitno Naziris, Elala Hafla. Naziris has to be clear at the time of the acceptance. Mufla, at the time of the expression. And if at the time of the expression of the Naziris, there are some items that are not clear, inherent to the Naziris, there are items that are not clear. So then, it's not like a Naziris where I'll be a Nazir, become a Nazir if I have a son. So that, you know, it's clear. The only thing that's not clear is when it's going to happen. But here there's something about the inherent Naziris that's not clear. You don't know who it is. So because of that, according to Rabbi Tarfon, you would never be a Nazir even if the guy comes. So our Mishnah can't be Rabbi Tarfon Shita. Ella Rabbi Yehuda de Krihu. Whose Shita must it be? Rabbi Yehuda of the case of the Kri, which we've had before. The Tanya we had earlier, on Daf Ches, Haredi Nazir, Amanash, Shehe B'Kri Hazeh Me'akur. Somebody says, I'm a Nazir, on condition that there is 100 kur of grain in this Kri, in this silo. V'halach Amat Shenignav, Osha Avad. And I come and I find out that it was stolen, or lost. So I don't know if at the time of that I accepted it was here, it got stolen afterwards, or it was stolen even beforehand. So I don't know if I'm a Nazir or not. So we heard Rabbi Yehuda, Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon in that case. Rabbi Shimon Osir, because Rabbi Shimon holds Suffolk Naziris Lachumra. And Rabbi Yehuda Matir, Rabbi Yehuda says, is Mutter, because you don't know. But what's Mashma? According to Rabbi Yehuda, if you would find out, you would be a Nazir. If there's a way to find out when it was stolen, you would be a Nazir. Meaning it doesn't go as far as Rabbi Tarfon, that it has to be clear at the moment of your Naziris. But if you find out later, it's good enough. So we say that's the Shita of our Mishnah. That if the guy turns around and never comes, so then these people that took upon themselves Nazirios would not be a Nazir. But if he would have come in the end, and they would have seen who it was, so then they would have been Nazir. So that's the Shita of that line of the Mishnah. It's the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara just continues now to explain Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Savar, Kivan to Ilo Lo Nignav. Rabbi Shimon, who held in that case of Kri, that you'd be a Nazir anyway, even though you don't know when it was stolen. Rabbi Shimon Savar, Kivan to Ilo Lo Nignav. Dilma Havi Be Meyakur, since had it not been stolen and maybe there would have been 100 kur in the silo, v'havi nazir, and then you would be a nazir, hashtanami havi nazir, right? That's Reb Shimon Shita of suffic naziris le'chumra. V'achanami, so too in this case, kivan di luasa l'kaman, if the guy would have made his way to us, v'yad'ina de ploni havi, I would know who he was, I would know he's ploni, havi nazir, hashtanami havi nazir. That's Reb Shimon Sita. Suffic naziris le'chumra. And we have the makoros, if you remember back on daf ches, the last daf of the first parak, what the sources are in terms of whether you would say Suffic Naziris L'Chumra or not. What are the Chazakas? Is a Cheskas Naziris, not a Cheskas Naziris? That's what the Gemara spoke about back then. Okay, last Mishnah of the Parak of this short little Parak here in the middle of Maseches Nazir. Says the Mishnah, Ra'az Akai. Somebody sees a koi. Once we're talking about cases that are doubtful, so we talk about another case that is doubtful. Somebody sees a koi. A koi is an animal that was common bisman Mishnah. Already bisman Rishonim, they already seem not to have the koi. Some Rishonim already discussed that we don't know what the koi is. It's some type of animal, which was unclear whether it was a chaya or a behema. Right? There are different categories of animals with different halachos. So a koi was a suffix, which type of animal it was. Was it a behema? Was it a chaya? It had elements of each one. So if somebody sees a koi, the amar, harini nazir, shiz a chaya. It says, I'm a nazir, that's a chaya. That the koi is a chaya. Harini nazir, shiz a eino chaya. And then another person says, I'm a nazir, that it's not a chaya. Harini nazir, shiz a behema. I'm a nazir, that it is a behema. Harini nazir, shiz a behema. So four different people already. Or, Harini nazir, shiz a chaya u behema. Harini nazir, shiz a lo chaya vlo behema. I'm a nazir, that it's both. I'm a nazir, that it's neither. So that's the first six cases. The first six cases is a person talking and making all the amenazah that it is or it isn't a behema, that it is or it isn't a chayim, that it's both or it's neither. So that's six. Then you have three more cases. Harini nazir she'echad mikem nazir. Another person says, I'm a nazir that one of you is a nazir. Harini nazir she'kolchem nazirim. Or, I'm sorry, she'ein echad mikem nazir. I'm a nazir that neither none of you are nazirim. Harini nazir she'kolchem nazirim. I'm a nazir that all of you are nazirim. Hare kulan nazirin. In this case, all nine people are nazirim according to the Mishnah. Just before we get to who this Mishnah is according to, let's just talk about Kai for a minute. Again, this is a Mishnah in Maseches Bikurim. Anybody's been to a Siyum on Seder Zrayim, know the last parak of last prakim of Bikurim talk all about suffic cases and androgynous, atumtum. And in that second to last parak also, in Bikurim Parak Beis, the Mishnah discusses Koi. Koi yesh bo drachim shavel l'chaya. There are some ways that it's like a chaya. V'yesh bo drachim shavel l'behema. In some ways that it's like a behema. V'yesh bo drachim shavel l'behema u l'chaya. In some ways that it's like both. V'yesh bo drachim she'enu shavel lo l'behema lo l'chaya. And some say it's like neither. And the Mishnah goes through how is it like a chaya, how is it like a behema. Case of shavel l'chaya. What's the first case that you look at? Whether something is a chaya or a behema? There's a mitzvah, kisi hadam. We know the mitzvah of kisi hadam is only by chayos and not behemos. So says the Mishnah, damoton kisi kadam chaya. Its dam needs covering like a chaya. Vein shochtan osa b'yantif. He's still not allowed to shechtan on yantif. Why? Because you're not 100% sure that it's like a chaya. So what are you going to have to do if you shechtan on yantif? You're going to have to move dirt, which is muksa, in order to do kisi adam. And maybe you're moving a shtol tzarach because for the beginning of Maseches Beitza, because maybe it's not a chaya. Even if you did shechtan, you can't do kisi adam. Even on a week that you're supposed to do kisi adam. So on the one hand, you're going to be b'chaser damo like a chaya, but the next Mishnah says, kesa shevel behema, chelbo asur kechel behema. The fats of a behema are asur. The fats of a behema are treif, are not kosher. The fats of a chaya are kosher. So again, that's another difference. If you ain't chayav karis, be not chayav karis for them. And the Mishnah lists off various other differences. So again, a koi has some elements of a chaya and some elements of a behema, some of both, some of neither, as the Mishnah continues. Once we're talking about kisi adam, just to mention one makar related, why is it that the mitzvah of kisi adam only applies to chayas and not to behemas? And ofos, correct. Yeah, so why not behemos? So it says the Sefer HaChinuch. Ultimately, it's Xeris HaKasav. Why behemos? If we could mention something. Mishar Shia Mitzvah, says the Sefer HaChinuch, in Mitzvah Kuf Pei Zayin. Lefisha HaNefesh Tluya B'Dam, Kamo Shabana B'Sur Dam. First point is that the nefesh, right? Ki adam hu nefesh. Dam is the symbol of life. V'lachein ro'i lanu l'chasos ha-nefesh u'lahas tiro mein ro'av terem no'chal ha-basar. Therefore, it's appropriate for us to cover the dam before we eat from the basar. Why? Ki gam bazeh nikne ksas achzarius b'nafshenu. Because if we just leave the blood there while we eat, that'll breed brazenness within us. Le'echol ha-basar v'nefesh nishpach l'faneinu. When you're eating the blood, you're eating the meat and the blood's in front of you, similar to Eivor Menachai. You're eating the thing's still right here in front of you and you're eating it. So too, the blood shouldn't be staring at you in the face while you eat. U'be-behemos lo'nit savinu kach, so why not by behema? L'vishadam ha-behema nitan l'karbon l'chapara nashosenu. We know behemas are karbonis. Rechayos are not karbonos. Behemas are karbonos, so at least a good portion of behema blood is going to be used to sprinkle on the mizbeach. So that's not going to be covered. The ef shalachasoso, the yach shakena. Once you have some behema blood that's sprinkled on the mizbeach, lo ratzda haTorah lachalik lano be'mekdashim lechulon. The Torah doesn't want to make us confused, make chilukim. So once some behema blood is used for a lofty purpose of Zrika Saddam, so no behemoth blood has to be sprinkled. And even though there are some birds that are hokrav, very few, not too many birds. Okay, you got some chatas of and olas ofs, but not so many birds are hokrav. Therefore, the Torah will not worry about such a small case. That's why we always have to cover the blood of the birds. Okay, so there's many fascinating halachas in the Chaskim Maseches Chulin about Kisi Adam. What if it got covered, but you didn't do it? What if you covered it and then it got uncovered? The bracha of Kisi Adam related to the bracha of Shechita. There are some afar, I think we discussed this a little bit in Maseches Beitza. Kisi Adam in some makaras seems to be the Gemar Maisa Shechita. That's why the one who shechs is the one who gets to do Kisi Adam. And if you take it away from him, it's like you're stealing a mitzvah. Why should that be? It's two separate mitzvahs. No, the answer is that Kisi is somehow connected to the Shechita, and it's the Gemara of the Shechita. But again, that's the mitzvah of Kisi Adam, which applies to a Kai, because it applies to Chayis and not to Behemis. Okay, so it says the Mishnah, if somebody sees a Kai, you have all these people sitting there, the Rush explains, which is the Pashas of the Mishnah, they're all sitting there at once. All nine people are there for Basachas, and they make all of these conditions. So in this case, they are all Nazirim. So who is this Mishnah according to? Who is this Mishnah according to? So Pashtus, you would say, this Mishnah is according to Beishamai. Beishamai says the Mefarish in the Mishnah. Ra'as HaKai, followed him to Beishamai. Just like Beishamai was the one in the previous Mishnah that said, they're all sitting on the park bench, and they say, I'm a Nazir if he's Reuven, if he's not Reuven, and they all say to each other, if you're a Nazir, Beishamai is the one that said they're all Nazirim, because Hekdesh Tos is Hekdesh, therefore we assume they accepted this in all cases. Beis Hillel argued. So Pashas, this Mishnah, is like Beis Shammai. That's opinion number one. But if you look at the end of the Mefarish, look at the first wide line all the way at the bottom, the first wide line of the Mefarish, he quotes a second opinion. V'amar lanu ha-moreh, whoever that is. The Moreh teaches us. To introduce this, since when do you have a Stam Mishnah like Beis Shammai? It's pretty unusual. So that partly what motivates him. No, our Mishnah can maybe even be according to Beis Hillel. What's the difference? Why in the case of the Nazir, and you don't know who it is, Beis Hillel would not say that they're all Nazirim, and here he would say, if there's a mistake, so then you could say that Beis Hillel argues. But is this case a mistake? They're talking about a koi. That's not a mistake. That's not a ta'us, but that's a suffix. That's an unanswerable suffix. Again, there's a machlokas tanaim. What is a koi? Is a koi a chaya or a behemo or neither? A biri bifnei atzma. So that's not a mistake. That's a doubt. I will be suffix hektish. Kigon hacha de'en yadua im koi ze min chaya o min behemo. Kida amar mar koi lo hechriu bo chachamim im min behemo hu im min chaya. As it says in Chulin, the Chazal did not decide what he is. So then Beis Hillel would agree only by a case of a mistake. Mistake, you thought it was it, you thought it was so-and-so, and it wasn't so-and-so. That's a mistake. But if there's a unanswerable mitzius, and you know everything. You just can't know certain things. So then that's not called a mistake. That's called a doubt. And by Suffolk Hekdesh, not by Tos Hekdesh, Beis Hillel would agree. So that is the Mefarish has two deos, whether it's according to Beis Shammai or according to Beis Hillel. The Meiri has a third shot, why Beis Hillel would agree. Second shot, why Beis Hillel would agree. A third shot in the Mishnah, why Beis Hillel would agree in this case. Because you know what? As we explained, a koi has elements of each. So how we can explain the Mishnah is where somebody says, I'm an Azir, if it's a Chaya, if it's a Behema, each of them are latching on to those elements of the Chaya. He said, if it's a Behema. So what that person is really saying is, I'm latching on to the elements of Behema in this Kai, or elements of Chaya in this Kai. So that's why they're all Nazirim. Because that's how we explain the Mishnah. Even according to Psak, which is Beis Hillel, they're all Nazirim. Shari Hakol MS Mitzad Hadrachimbo. It's all MS based on the elements in each one. Sha'afu lo al gufahu machabi. He's not talking about the whole koi. He's talking about the elements in the koi. Elasha al drachim shabohu machavein hakol shenitla be'echan mekem nazir. So that's the Meiri gives another shot how Beis Hillel could work out. Either the Mefari says it's a suffix, it's not a ta'us. The Meiri says because we're lashing on to the different elements in this koi, not the koi itself. Okay. And the koi is always brought up by the Menchas Chinuch in the Behema Chaya cases to try to find nafkaminas, which halacha would the koi have. Okay, let's go to the Gemara. If it's Bein Hashmashas, I'm a Nazir if it's night or if it's day. So it's real Bein Hashmashas. Whenever Bein Hashmashas is, according to the Gra, so if it's real Bein Hashmashas, so it depends again how you look at Bein Hashmashas. We had the Ritvin Yuma that says it's a Din Suffix, so then it'll be the same kind of thing. The Mefarish is, I don't know if he's saying it's a Din Suffix, I don't know if you have to go that far. He's at least saying it's an unanswerable Suffix. It's different than a mistake. I don't know if you have to go that far, but you're right. If you hold like the Akronim who say in some cases it's a Din Suffix, that's like a Vadai. Like a Vada, the Ritvin Yuma, and therefore maybe you would say the same thing as well by Bein Hashmashas. Okay. Says the Gemara, Tani Chada Tisha Nazirim. We have one Brisa that has like our Mishnah. It has this case of the Koi, and the Nazir talking about the Koi, by nine people. Nine people became Nazirs. V'tanya Idach Tisha Nazirios. And we have a different version of it where it says one person accepted nine Nazirios. So how does that work? Bishlamot Tisha Nazir. I understand how nine people could be Nazirs in the case of the Koi. Godavi, Gavri, Tfei, Tifis, Bazalbek. Because there are nine people. There are nine people there, and they're each saying one of these phrases which our Mishnah had. Elatesh Nazirios, Lachad Gavri, Echemish Kachazla. How do you have a case where you have the nine Nazirios to one person? How do you have that case? So the Gemara answers, Bishlamot Shis, Mishkachazla, Kedetzan. The first six lines of our Mishnah are fine. We had nine phrases in our Mishnah. The first six, one person could say. If one person says, I'm Nazir if it's a Behema, I'm Nazir if it's not a Behema, I'm Nazir if it's a Chai, I'm Nazir if it's not a Chai, I'm Nazir if it's both, I'm Nazir if it's neither. So if one person could say that, that's fine. So that one person could be six Nazirios. Aval Tzlas Eichem Mishkachazab, the last three was cases where somebody else came to him and says, I'm a Nazir if you're a Nazir, or if you're both, or if you're neither. So how do you have the last three by one person? So Amar Efsheshes, Kagon to Amar, the Grot takes out the next two words, the Naziris Hakol Alai. You had nine people that made the Nazirius. Then another person comes over and says, I'm a Nazir as many times as all of you are Nazirius, are Nazirim. So all of them are Nazirim. So there's nine of them. So that's why this other guy that came over and said that, he will be nine Nazirius in a row. So that's the how it works out to that version of one person having nine Nazirius. Okay, now we get up to the sixth parak. Again, the first four prakim were about acceptance of Nazirus. The fifth parak was about mistaken Nazirios and suffering Nazirios. And now we get up to, finally, the different aspects of Nazirus. This parak has a number of, not just Nazir context, but a lot of Issa V'Heter. Issa V'Heter, some of the Makaris of Issa V'Heter, as we'll see, come up in this parak. Shlosha Minim Asir Benazir. There are three, literally, types that are Asir Benazir. As you switch volumes. Shlosha, Mina, Masir, and Benazir. Hatuma, Vahatiglachas. You can use this. I'm only going to use it one more line. And then I'll finish it in a second. Shlosha, Mina, Masir, and Benazir. Hatuma, Vahatiglachas, Vahayotim, and Agefen. Three types in Isir, Benazir. Tuma, Kebekam Tame. Tiglachas, a haircut. Vahayotse, V'hayotze, use this one, you know. We'll get the other one. V'hayotze min ha-gefen. And something that goes out of, the gefen goes out of the vine. So first question is, why do you use the word minim? Just say dvarim, shlosha dvarim. Just a dvarim asurim min azir. So why minim? So I saw in the Bira Hadaf, just on the first page, it says, maybe it says minim, I'm only going to do this for this one, don't worry. It says minim, the shoshanim l'david. Why? Ki b'yesh dazir shlosha suge isurim nefradim. There are three types of isurim by Nazir. There's an isur tumah, which is davar shechutz legufo, something outside the body. There's haircut, which is something al gufo, on the body. And then finally, wine, which is something that goes nichnas legufo, that goes inside. So it's going from the outside to the inside. That's why it's called three types, because it's three types of nazirios, not just, I'll just need it at the end one more time, but that's it. And not just three items. That's why he explains the Shoshana L'David, why he says this is in this order. This is different than how the Torah relates to these Yisurim. But he wants to say it in this order, from out to in, and that's why it said, from first it says, Tuma, Tiglachas, and Yosem, and Agefen, because it's outside of a person, on a person, and in a person. That's why it says it in that order in the Mishnah. So three categories, and we're going to talk about each one. V'chola Yosem, and Agefen, and start from Zem Zem. And anything that goes out from a gefen is mitzarif, meaning wine and grape juice and grapes and raisins. We'll get to anything. All of them are usur. Not all of them are not only usur, but all of them combine for the shear of nazirus. There is a machlokas here. How much do you combine? Do you combine liquid and solid wine and grapes? Do those combine? Do wine and grapes combine? For Nazirus, that seems to be a machlokas here between the Mefarish and Tosfos. The Mefarish says on the bottom, second to last line, V'chol ha'yosem and ha'gefen could go in chartzan v'yayin v'chometz. Chartzan are the peels, as we'll see, v'yayin and wine v'chometz and vinegar. So you see they all combine. While Tosfos says, in the bottom Tosfos, kigon, what's the kigon? Anavim lachem v'yaveshim v'charsan v'zagim. Dry grapes, moist grapes, seeds and peels. He doesn't say yayin there. So it could be that toast, because the toastus feels they can't combine the liquid isurim and the solid isurim. But again, that's everything is mitzarif. If you remember, we mentioned this back at the beginning of Maseches Nazir, as we're talking about the isurim. There are 10 mitzvahs when it comes to a nazir. 10 mitzvahs, 2 asays and 8 los asays. So the 2 asays are growing the hair long and bringing the karbanis. She galeach hanazir pera. So one mitzvah say you fulfill while you're an azir, and the other one you fulfill when you're finished being an azir. She galeach al karbanas kishiyashlam nizirusa o kishiyitma. When you're magaleach, you get a haircut. When you bring your karbanas, or when you became tummy, those are the two assays. But then you have the two los assays, most related to the wine and grapes iser. You have one iser of shelo yochal sairo koyim in Israel. So you have one of the isurim, you can't cut your hair. Then you have two related to tuma. You can't go into an oil mace, and you can't make yourself tamei lamace, like by touching a mace. So that's three of the eight. But the other five isurim, have to do with not drinking wine or anything that comes out of gefen. Number shalo yishten azar yayin. Nazir can't drink wine or any mixture of wine. The nazir can't eat grapes. Shalo yochal anavim lachim. Shalo yochal simukim, raisins. Shalo yochal chatsanim. Shalo yochal zagim. We'll get to what they are. One of them is peels, one of them is seeds. But really, it's a separatist of daraisa. By these five. So that is the background to the Zeris. Again, 10 mitzvahs, 8 los asays, 2 asays, 5 of those isurim have to do with wine. Interesting, the Rambam though says, if somebody's makabel Nazirus and fulfills Nazirus, he fulfills 3 mitzvahs asay. What do you mean? There's only 2 mitzvahs asay of Nazir. Where's the third? So the Rambam says, Nader beniz Nazir, v'kiyem nidrukim mitzvasa, harviza asa shalosh mitzvahs asay, ha'achat k'chola yotzim epivyasa, or the general keeping your nether. The general keeping your nether also applies. Just like if you violate Naziris, the Minchas Chinuch has said, we mentioned, lo yachel dvaro. Right? You also violate your general nether. But at least specifically to Nazir, there are three mitzvahs asay. So that is, I'm sorry, there are 2 mitzvahs asay and 8 los asay. So as we get into it. So 3 types, and all of them are mitztaref to each other. Based on what I just said, though, there's a question that the Minchas Chinuch has. We said that they all combine. The seeds and the peels and the grapes. So, what if I combine the 8 kezayis worth of all of this? Says the Minchas Chinuch, what hasra did I get beforehand? I'm going to violate. So, what hasra do I get? So, says the Minchas Chinuch, and he quotes this a number of times. He says, what I like to quote is Rashi and Shavuos Daf Chaf. Rashi and Shavuos Daf Chaf says you have to give hasra quoting the pasuk. quoting the pasuk that it's usher in the Torah. Most don't say that, but says the Menachas Linach. If it's true, what Rashi says on Daf Chav, they have to quote the, in Shavuos Daf Chav, you have to quote the pasuk, so how could you say all of them combined? How could you ever get Malkus for Naziris? You have to quote all five psukim? What if he's eating some grapes and some zagim and some chartzanim? I just read it. It's all separate Isurim. It's all separate psukim in the Torah. So says the Menachas Linach. It must be, you have to quote all the psukim. That's what must be the case. He says, what I've written many times in the name of Rashi and Shavuos Daf Chav, the Zorach Lahasar Spo, Mishama Zahara Zu Oksuva Batorah, they have to quote the Pasuk, Im Kain, Heich Kan Masrin Bobe Alav and Hamiyuchadim. Hello, Acham Mikol Echad Shir. You didn't need enough Zagin, or enough Charsanim, or enough Anavim. So Alav Mikol Echad Yeyase Ein Lokin. And you can't say it's included in the more general Mikol Echad Yeyase Migefen Hayayin, because that's a Lav Sheva Klalos. That's a general Lav, but you don't get Malkus for that anyway. So if it's Sarach Lomar, to Masr Bo Mikol Halavin, Mikol Amin and Shochel, he says, what can I do? It must be that the only case that you're going to get Hasra, where all the items are Mitzdarif, is if you warrant him with all of them. Avo Misha Min Echad, if you warrant him just from one, Im Hisr Bo Nira De Ein Zu Hasra. If you only warrant him from one, it must be that it's not good enough, Kein Yelani Es Daiti, according to that Rashi. Other Rishonim say you don't have to warn him quoting the Pasuk, therefore it wouldn't be a problem. But if you say you have to warn him quoting the Pasuk, you'd have to quote all the Pesukim here. No, what if you had Chartzanim and Zagim and Anovim Lachim? Sorry? It's a very long Pasuk, I'm saying, but you might have to quote each part. The Torah says, don't eat, you know, I have to quote maybe the whole, I mean, the Rambam counted as a few Pesukim though. I'm counting as a few. The Kabbalah counted as a separate mitzvah. So even if you want to say it's one pasuk, you have to quote all the parts of the pasuk. Okay, Viter. Now the Mishnah quotes a machlokas, which you have to figure out exactly what the machlokas is. First, the ein chayiv at sheyochal min haravim kizayis. You're only chayiv if you eat a kizayis of grapes. You have to eat a kizayis of grapes. Mishnah Rishona Omeres. The first earlier Mishnah says Asha yishter revius yayin. The Mishnah Rishona holds, you have to drink a revius of wine. Rabbi Akiva Omer, afilu shara pito bayayin, v'yesh bakadei letzarev kezayis chayiv. Rabbi Akiva says, even if you soaked your bread in wine, and there's enough now to be mitztaref, everything in there, the bread included, can make up the kezayis, you're chayiv. That we're going to talk about in the Gemara, a very important topic in the Isser v'Heter, called Heter mitztaref la'isser. Rabbi Akiva has two assumptions. Number one, that kizayis is the shear. And number two, that heter mitzarif l'isser, that you can have, if you have heter that combines with isser, then even the heter could combine for the shear of isser. That we'll talk about, not today, but that's based on the shita of Rabbi Akiva. But either way, Rabbi Akiva says kizayis. So these three lines of the Mishnah, are these three different opinions? The first line was, you have to eat a kezayis of grapes. The second line says that the Mishnah Rishona says you have to drink a revius of yayin. Rabbi Akiva says, even if you soak your bread in wine, kezayis is enough. So the Rav Bar Tanura here says that really there are two shitas. Line one and three are the same shita. Line one and three are the same shita. The shita of kezayis. The middle shita holds revius. And how do we explain it? So says the Rav Bar Tanura, this shita holds that both eating and drinking shiurim of nazir are kizayis. Even though kizayis is usually a solid shiur, and revius is usually a liquid shiur, because nazirios, all the asurim are learned one from the other, the chiddush of this first and third line of the Mishnah is that all are kizayis, even the drinking shiurim. But who adin l'shiur shi'shniyah b'kizayis? Since you compare the moist and the dry grapes, gamrina mine ma achila b'kizayis af shesia b'kizayis. That's the shita of the Rav Bar Tanura. The first, meaning the first line of our Mishnah is like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva in line three is only adding the hetam mitzarif l'isser item, but really he holds the same thing as line one. Line one and three are the same according to the Rav Bar Tanura, and the Mishnah Rishona holds the opposite. What does it mean? Actually, yishter revius yayin. That means even the shirei achila are revius. Revius is l'chora a larger shir than a kizayis. So says the middle line. Says the Rav Bar Tanura in the Mishnah. Avol Mishnah Rishona ifcha shamin ala the gamrina achila mishasiya v'shir shasiya nedazir revius. So mashir iser shdiya berevius afshir iser achila berevius. So according to the Rav Bar Tanura, there are only two shitos in the Mishnah. One of them holds both the shir achila vishasiya of a nazir are revius. That is the middle shita, the Mishnah Rishona, the middle line, while the first and third line is one shita of Rabbi Akiva, and that is all the Shirim of Nazir are a Kezias and not a Revius. That is the shita of the Rav based on certain Rishonim. If you look in Rabbeinu Tam, though, he argues. Look in Rabbeinu Tam, look in a couple blocks from now. Lamed Ches Amad Beis. Look on Lamed Ches Amad Beis. Rabbeinu in Dibur HaMaskel Ve'eno Chayef. About eight lines into Dibur HaMaskel Ve'eno Chayef. V'kashel Rabbeinu Tam. Al Pirizeh. I don't like this pshat. He just quoted this pshat that there are only two, like the first and third line of the Mishnah are the same opinion. Dein derech atana b'shemakom lahakti Mishnah Achrona l'Mishnah Rishona b'seder. First of all, if you're quoting a Mishnah Rishona, you wouldn't say the Mishnah Achrona first, and then quote the Mishnah Rishona. And then he quotes a second question, you know, since when do you have the same shita on the first line of the Mishnah, the third line of the Mishnah, the second line of the Mishnah has a different shita. It's not orderly. So Rabbeinu Tam argues, look at the second medium line now. L'cheinir l'Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam argues, D'masnisa d'ktani b'reisha sh'yocham en'anavim kezayis, hainu aliba t'kulei alma. D'biyachila kulei alma moda t'bekezayis. Rabbeinu Tam says, no! What does the first line of the Mishnah say? You're not chayiv until you'll eat a kezayis? That's, everybody agrees to that. The shiurei achila of nazir are kezayis, period. The machlokes is about the shiurei shtia. To the shiurei shtia, are they connected and also kezayis, or do they remain a revius? The first shot we gave from the Rav Bartanura is that no, they're either both kezayis or both revius. Rabbeinu Tam says no, the shir achila is for sure kezayis. The machlokas is v'lo pligi elo kishbishasiya. The Mishnah Rishona shish to revius keder kol shtia, and the Mishnah Achrona says no, it's a kezayis because of the connection between achila v'shasiya in Maseches Nazir. Okay, so that's a machlokas. How to read the Mishnah? And what the shiurim are for a nazir, for the shiurim of nazir. Okay, weiter, back to the Mishnah. Fourth line. V'chayv ala yayin b'fnei atzma, b'ala anavim b'fnei atzma. You're chayv on wine by itself and grapes by itself, b'ala charsanim b'fnei atzma, b'ala zagan b'fnei atzma. And also on charsanim and zagan by themselves. So each one of them is a separate iser. The Chiddush really, says Tosis, the contrast to the next sheet in the Mishnah. Rav Elazar ben Azariah omer, ein chayv ashiyochal shnei charsanim v'zag. No, Rav Elazar ben Azariah says, no, you're not chayiv unless you eat two chartsanim and a zag. Let's say this means, it's going to be a machlokes, which is which, we'll have it in a minute. Actually, we'll read it and then we'll talk about it. Rav Elazar ben Azariah says, no, you're not chayiv for plain chartsanim and plain zagim. You have to eat two chartsanim and a zag. So Pashas, the Gemara is going to say, because of the Pasuk says, me chartsanim ba'ad zag. Right, it's that's the language of the pasuk. Which are which? The elo ein chartzanim, elo ein zagin, machlokes. Ha chartzanim elo achisonim, vazagim elo apinimiim. Dei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says the chartzanim are the peels, and the zagim are the seeds. It's like two little seeds in every grape. Rabbi Yosi Omer, shlo tita. No, the opposite. Don't make a mistake. Kizug sarvahem is like a bell. Zug is like the outside. A bell has an outside. Hachitzon zug. The outside of the bell is called zug, and that's the zagin, or the peels. Vapnimi inval. And the inside is the thing that hangs down. And that's how you know that zagim are the outside. So machlokas Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda, which are which? Lamai nafkamina. What's the difference? What's the difference? So one difference is could be to know what Rav Elazar ben Azariah means. Rav Elazar ben Azariah says you have to have two chatzanim and one zag, so you have to know which is which in order to know what he holds. Yeah. So what do you say? Number one, what's another nafkamina? So the Tiferes Yisrael. Tiferes Yisrael says le'inyan. I just lost it. Tiferes Yisrael says nafkamina ba'achal chitzon v'hisru ba'al tochal zag. Let's say he eats a peel and the guy says don't eat zagin. Is that an appropriate asura? You have to know what zagin are. You have to know what. Forget the pasuk. You have to know what, if you use Hebrew terms, you have to know if it's an appropriate hasra. According, if you say don't eat zagin and he eats the peel, so you only violated if zagin are peels. Period. The Yerushalmi here says that Rav Elazar ben Azariah is not based on the pasuk. Yerushalmi says, you know what my time to Rav Elazar ben Azariah, mishum birya. What's a birya? Birya is a whole item. We have an Isser V'Heter. In Isser V'Heter, we have Midrabanan. There are some items that are not Batel. Usually we have rules of Bittel. Bittel in majority, Bittel Barov, Bittel B'Shishim. But some items are not Batel. We've discussed in the past, Davar Sheish L'Matirin. Discussed a lot in Masech L'Darab. Davar Sheish L'Matirin. Something that's become Mutter anyway is not Batel. Chaticha Haru'uya L'Hiskabed. Another example. A very chashiv piece of meat. That's also not Batel. Another item that's not batel is birya. Birya is not batel, it's a whole item. So Rav Elazar ben Azariah says, if you have two chartzanim and a zag, that is a birya, and it's not batel. So what does that mean? So the Brisker Rav explains the Yerushalmi. What it must mean is that you have one grape. One grape has two seeds and one peel. That's what must be the seed of Rav Elazar ben Azariah. You have to eat one whole grape. One whole grape. That's what it has to be, one grape. Can't just be two zagin, two from somewhere else, and put them together. It has to be one grape. That's what really Rav Elazar ben Azariah means, one grape. So interesting, halacha l'maisa, this comes up. Because we know, birya comes up by isur v'heter, it's not batel. But the Shulchan Aruch says, regarding bracha achrona, bracha rishona, you have to make a bracha rishona if you eat one grape. But what about bracha achrona? Do you have to make an al ha'etz if you ate one grape? So it's less than a kezias. It's less than a kezias. So the Shulchan Aruch says, don't just eat one grape, because it's a suffix. Because it's a birya, so maybe it's chashiv enough to get its own bracha achrona. So you should never just eat one grape. Have a couple of grapes. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says, right? Because one grape, you know, birya applies by Yisuf Heftar. Does it apply by Berchas Bracha Chrono also? So that's a suffix. That's why he says better not to just eat one grape. Okay. Says the Gemara, Shlosha Minim Azur Ben Azur Atum Avachulu, Hayotzim in a Geffen in Geffen Atzmolo. The Mishnah says anything that comes out of a Geffen is Asur. Mashma, the Geffen itself, is mutter. Must he said to Rabbi Elazar, the Tanya Rabbi Elazar Omer, the Mishnah is against Rabbi Eliezer, who holds afilu alin v'luvin b'mashma, even the shoots and the leaves of the vine, right? Because the Mishnah says only something that comes out of the geffen, but the geffen itself is not usher. So our Mishnah is against Rabbi Elazar. Igad Amri la seifa. Some have the same diak on the end of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says inochayv es yochal min ha'anavim kezayis. Only chayv if you eat from grapes min ha'anavim imra geffen atzmalo. Only from grapes and not from what comes out of the vine. But sees the Rabbi Elazar, the Tanya Rabbi Elazar Omer afilu alim v'lulavin b'mashma. Period. So b'maika miflugi. What's this machlokas about? This machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, whether the leaves and the shoots of the vine themselves are asur in Naziris or not. What's the machlokas about? So, as follows. Rabbi Eliezer darshi buye umiyute, Rabbi darshi klali uprati. Rabbi Eliezer darshins rebuyumiyit. The two different machlokas is two different ways of darshining the Torah. Reba umiyet, where you have an inclusion or an exclusion, or klalu prat, you have a general rule and a prat, any specific rule. The Ritva says in Maseches Kiddushin Adaf Chaf Aleph that this is not a general machlokas. You don't have one Tana that always says klalu prat and one Tana that always has reba umiyet. It's whatever Mesorah they had in the specific case from their Rebbe. That's what the Ritva says in Kiddushin Chaf Aleph. Many Rishonim, Tosfos, and Nida says otherwise. Says, no, it's a general. No, the same Tanaim that Darshan Kala Prat, always Darshan Kala Prat. The same one that Darshan Reba Umiyet, always Darshan Reba Umiyet. For example, where's Reba Umiyet? We're going to say Rabbi Shmuel in a couple of minutes. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, the first, that's the beginning of Torah's Kohanim. Torah's Kohanim is the Medrash on Sefer Vayikra. The first paragraph of Torah's Kohanim is Rabbi Shmuel Omer. Shoshan Zemita, Sordan Rashad Bahen. Kala Prat, Prat, Kala, Kala, Prat, Kala, Yitaka, the Breath, where's Reba Umiyet there? Where's Rebbe Umiyet? So some say he doesn't hold of it. That's one of the riots. Doesn't hold of it. What do you mean? Where is it? I list all of them. Oh, so there is an expanded version, yes, but that's according to the expanded version, you might say that only some Tanam hold of it and not others. But that's the machlokas. So let's learn. Rebbe Elazar darsh Rebbe Umiyet. Rebbe Elazar darsh is Rebbe Umiyet. Miyain v'sheicher yazir miyet. First, the Torah says it's miyut yain from wine and any intoxicating beverage be a nazir. Mikosha yasam megefen a yain riba. Then you have a riba miyut v'riba riba hakol. If you have a specific and then a general, it means to expand and include everything. So my riba riba kol mili. So everything's included, meaning even leaves and shoots. My miyut miyut shabishta. The only thing excluded is the very inedible mamish bark wood part of the tree. That's not included. Rabbanan darshi klali prat. Your Rabbanan darshi in the opposite. Klal prat. Miyain v'sheicha yazir prat. You have a specific. Mikosha yasam megeven a yain klal. Mechatan v'azak chazar prat. Prat uklal prat uklal uprat. Iatol dan elke ena prat. So you only go by the specific. Maha prat mefurish pri upsolas pri. Just like the specific is only the fruit and the psolas of the fruit, which we'll see what that is tomorrow. Avkol pri upsolas pri. Meaning it's much more limited in limud. Therefore you're not going to include the bark. Ima prima furish pre-gomer, I've called pre-gomer. Hey, once you're including only the specific, why do you only include what's written? Forget the category. Why don't you just include what's written, which is pre-Gamor? Amartim Kane, if you say that, so what's the whole principle for of Klal Prat? If you're only including what it says in the Torah, grapes are written. Yain v'chom is aksivi, that's written. So therefore, you can't go by the Lashon Achron, which is pre-Gamor, totally ripe fruit. It must be Lashon Rishon, meaning including something else, which, as we'll see, is unripe fruit. So once you're including everything similar to the prat, why do you have to have two pratim listed? One before the klal and one after the klal? No, because that's the principle of prat uklal uprat. If you have a specific and then a general, you wouldn't limit it to what's like the prat. If you would just have prat uklal, you'd generalize it into a larger category, anything like the klal. That's what you need, the second prat. That's the rule of prat uklal uprat. 2 points and then we'll finish up. Number one is, why isn't prat uklal uprat listed in Rabbi Shmuel? You only have klal uprat uklal. You have klal prat klal, not prat klal prat. So the Ravid asked this. That's in there. It's in there. The Ravid asked this. Two answers. Number one is, maybe it's included. So similar. Prat uklal uklal, klal uprat uprat. So number one, the Ravid says, maybe it is... It is the basically the same ideas included, or others say ba'od kasef she'efshar Rabbi Shmuel lo sever mi'dazu. Maybe he doesn't hold of it. So two opposite answers. Maybe he doesn't hold. That's why it's not there, or it's included. Finally, just to end off with the story that we mentioned in the past. I think of Rabbi Yonos and Ibishitz. He has three kashas on Rabbi Shmuel. What's talking to Rabbi Shmuel? Sorry, wasn't Rabbi Yonos and Ibishitz? Rabbi Yitzchak Petzl. I thought it was earlier. Either way, one of the gedolim asked three kashas on Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel Omer. Shouldn't it be Omer Rabbi Shmuel? You usually have the verb of Omer if somebody's arguing with somebody. If you have one sheet, then you say Rabbi Shmuel Omer. If he's not arguing, if he's starting off a paragraph, it should be Omer Rabbi Shmuel. Kasha 1. Kasha 2. How could there be a Tana named Rabbi Shmuel? Yishmael? Terrible. Kasha number 3. How did we ever darshan Klal Uprat Uklal or any of these, like, listen to Rabbi Shmuel? Ain Muktam Mukha Batorah. How do you ever have any type of darshaning based on Klal Uprat Uklal? So what's the answer? Look at Rashi at the end of Chayisara. Rashi at the end of Chayisara says, Rabbi Yishmael did tshuva at the end of his life. How do you know Yishmael did tshuva? Because he's listed first in the Pasuk when they buried Avram Avinu. It says Yishmael, v'Yitzchak, achim. Even though Yishmael was older, we let Yitzchak go first. So Rashi quotes that he did tshuva from that Pasuk. I ebuk tum mucha b'Torah. How you darshan that they did tshuva based on the fact that Rabbi Yishmael was first in the Pasuk? Yitzchak is first in the Pasuk? Ebuk tum mucha b'Torah. What's the answer? If it's ba'oso inyan, obviously there is muktam u'muchar. Ba'oso inyan, you can be medayik. So that's how you can be medayik that Yishmael did tshuva. That's why there's a Rebbe Yishmael. He did tshuva. Rebbe Yishmael. So therefore, now we can read. Rebbe Yishmael. The fact that there is a Rebbe Yishmael, Omer tells me and teaches me. Kal v'chomer Xavier Shava teaches me all the Klal Prat Uklal. Allows me then to learn Klal Prat Uklal because Ein Muktam Mukha Batorah does not apply but also Inyan. That's how there is Rabbi Yishmael. That's why it's Rabbi Yishmael. Omer teaches me, tells me, Rabbi Yishmael tells me, and then you can have all the Klal Prat Uklal. Whoever this Gadol was, that's how he convinced, that was the first Chiddush he told the Shver. That's how he convinced the Shver that he's going to be a good son-in-law. But I thought it was Rav Yonos and Ibishitz or someone around that time period. Okay, we'll have a Bezrim continue tomorrow.